The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, there's going to be a very quick tip Tuesday about two huge new changes coming to Instagram. And really, one is a change and one is more of a clarification, if you will, or a new insight directly from the head of Instagram. Let's start with that one. Adam Mosseri, the CEO of Instagram, made an announcement recently breaking down how the search function works on Instagram. He was talking about what things are and are not searchable. Some of the things that he mentioned that are searchable and aren't searchable were expected and things that were already widely known, such as keywords that you put in your bio. Those are searchable. Your username, of course, that's searchable. Your caption, of course, the words you put in your caption makes your posts searchable. But the big takeaway, the big new insight from his presentation was that hashtags are only searchable if they're put in your caption. Now, what does that mean? That means that if you put your hashtags in your comments, you can't search for and find the post via the hashtags. That means that you're still likely going to get the same amount of reach. You're still likely going to see the same amount of people interacting with your posts. Your posts are likely to still be seen by the same amount of people, whether you put your hashtags in the caption or in the comments. Basically, like we've been saying for the last few months, it doesn't really make a difference if you put your hashtags in the caption or the comments. But if you really value the searchability of hashtags and you are thinking that the hashtags you're using are something that are highly searched, then it might be beneficial for you to put your hashtags in the caption rather than the comments. Now, if you value a clean looking caption and a caption that's easier to read and maybe doesn't look as long, then you can continue to put your hashtags in the comments section. Again, it's not going to make a huge difference either way. Hashtags as they aren't going to make a significant difference on most of your posts. They're very hit or miss. They're not something that should be relied upon. And if you are freaking out as I'm saying this, then I encourage you to listen to our previous Build Your Tribe episodes where we've talked about hashtags and how people put way too much of an emphasis and an importance on them when really they're something that shouldn't be central to your Instagram growth strategy. That's the first big announcement. The second big announcement is a total change coming to the platform, and it just released yesterday, August 30th, and that is Instagram is getting rid of the swipe up feature. The swipe up feature is a feature that allows users who have more than 10,000 followers to add a link to their Instagram stories, and their stories viewers can then swipe up while viewing their stories and be taken directly to a link or a landing page, a URL, whatever it may be. Instagram is getting rid of this feature, dun dun dun, but they're replacing it with a link sticker. And personally, I think that in the short term, this is going to be problematic because people aren't going to be used to it. Some people are going to still have the swipe up because of a glitch. Some people are going to have the sticker, but they're not going to be able to tap it. It's going to be very confusing at first, and there's going to be a learning curve. But once we get over that learning curve, I actually think that the link sticker is going to be much more effective than the swipe up. If you think about it, most of our use of Instagram involves tapping on things. We double tap to like a photo. We tap to share. We tap to save. We tap to move forward and backwards on stories. Usually we're tapping. There's stickers and people who are tagged on stories, and we're very much used to tapping on stories. We've only become accustomed to swiping up on stories because that's how the feature was designed. But I think a clickable link sticker is going to end up being much more native and just fit much more into the general flow of Instagram. And my guess is that in the long run, it's actually going to help conversion rates. Now, I know the question that's running through your head, is this sticker going to be available for accounts that have less than 10,000 followers? It's not exactly clear. There have been many reports that it is going to be available for accounts under 10,000, but from what I can gather, from what Instagram said, it looks like it's still going to be a feature that's only available for those of you who have more than 10,000 followers. That means you're only going to get this new link sticker if you have more than 10K followers on Instagram. That's it. We're getting in. We're getting out. It's a quick tip Tuesday. Looking forward to our next episode coming out on Thursday. Make sure you subscribe to Build Your Tribe so that whenever we release a new episode, which of course, like I just said, is 2 per week, you're subscribed and those automatically show up on your podcast app. Because if you're not subscribed, most of the time they won't automatically show up. Thanks so much for listening. And as always, happy networking.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Brock Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's world. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I gotta tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.